Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Cindera Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So, today's topic is going to be about a book review called The Mountain Is You. Okay, so I'm reading a remarkable self-help book that's titled, once again, The Mountain Is You by Brianna West. She is an amazing author. Her wisdom and level of intellect is out of this world. I'm currently on chapter 2. There's no such thing as self-sabotage. Is the chapter that she explains the different types of emotional complexities most human beings will encounter or experience in their lives, such as having trouble with being a perfectionist, to being a prideful person who may be wrong but appears strong at times to others, which in fact is a huge sign of false pride. Nevertheless, Brianna speaks about the undercurrent issues to all the self-sabotaging behaviors we have that may stem from our false belief, habitual behavior, and pessimistic ways of our thought process and reaction as a result of our thought patterns. I wanted to highlight a few pointers Brianna has mentioned about how you're able to tell if you're in a self-sabotaging cycle or not. We all can agree to disagree with some of the things she mentioned about self-sabotaging cycles. With that being said, I want to thank all my listeners who have joined the show to chime in on this podcast for a book review on The Mountain Is You, and a subtitle for today's topic is how to tell if you're in a self-sabotaging cycle. Okay, so I consider this a self-help book, just for starters, okay? And one of the tell signs are you are more aware if what you don't want versus what you do. So she put that in the book that people get so involved or engulfed in what they don't want that they tend to not pay more attention to the things that they want to do and how they want to do it. Same thing goes for if there's a problem. A lot of times people are focused on the problem versus the solution and trying to find a solution and taking those necessary steps and precautions to execute accordingly. You know? So, I feel that the reason why she insisted on insisted that you are more aware of what you don't want versus what you do is because a lot of times people worry or think the worst about a person, place, or situation, and as I said before, focusing too much on the problem rather than the solution, and not having a different perspective and not being able to strategize or plan accordingly to, like, once again, execute your solutions. So when you're focusing on the worst possible scenario, you know, it keeps you in a worry frenzy to where you can't even be able to focus on, okay, the things that you do want. And even not even just that focusing, but do you even feel that you deserve to have something good and something better happen for you, opposed to just thinking the worst of a situation? Now, there is a saying that people say that, oh, you hope for the best but prepare for the worst. Okay, that's one thing because it's a part of planning. But when you are pessimistic about it, it kind of throws off the whole vibe, the whole focus, and just being goal-oriented versus, you know, being stuck in your worries and fears and what you don't want. So, you know, this made me really think that, you know, okay, How as a person, and even the listeners, you can ask the same question to yourself. How as a person am I sabotaging myself by worrying about so much about things that didn't even happen yet, but I'm worrying about them versus me trying to work on things that I do want to happen that can, you know, circumvent the things that I don't want to happen. You know how they saying when you think the worst of a situation, you get more of that. You manifest more of those things into your life. So why not be prepared? Okay, of course, for the worst case scenario, but focus on what you want. Focus on a solution. Focus on moving forward. That's the whole point in trying to refrain from being in a self-sabotaging situation, because when you are worrying so much, that also puts you in a victim mentality, which is not good. Like, whoa, it's me. Everything never goes right for me and things of that sort. So you don't want to be in that frenzy of worrying about the things that didn't happen that you don't want to happen versus the things that you do want to happen and take action towards it, you know, step by step process. Okay. Now, the second thing that she mentioned in chapter 2 of how to tell if you're in a self-sabotaging cycle is that you spend more time trying to impress people who don't like you than you spend with people who love you for who you are. So, let's say, for example, you can be an awesome, fantastic person, but the reality is that not everybody's gonna like you. Not everybody's gonna get along with you. Some people might go along to get along with you, but don't like you and hate your guts. And that's just the worst case scenario, you know? And that happens with everyone. But when you are so caught up into the whole fact that you know you got haters, or you know you got people that don't like you, and you so caught up and hella bent on making these people jealous, making these people envious of you even more, and just inciting that negative energy in them, you know, that kind of throw off the vibe of you just being loved by your loved ones, okay? Or even if you're not even trying to incite jealousy or feelings of envy and stuff of that nature, just the fact of, you know, you wanting to impress other people, you know, or being a people pleaser can also put you in a self-sabotaging situation, because you might get yourself into situations where you might be saying yes to something that you don't want to really be involved in or don't want to do. And that kind of puts you in a self-betrayal dynamic and cycle as well. It's one thing to self-sabotage, and it's another to go through a self-betrayal, because you know this is not what you want to do. You know this is not your vibe. This is not in your element to be doing and things of that sort. You know? So, at the end of the day, it's not about being concerned about your haters and inciting envy and jealousy in them, because that's just, you know, creating more animosity and negative energy towards you and more of an evil eye towards you when you do those things, okay? And it's more important to focus on the people who do like you, the people who do like your energy, people who would appreciate you just being you, and you don't having to go the extra mile and having to impress other people and putting yourself in situations where you don't want to really be in, you know? So it's better to appreciate the people who love you as you are versus you having to deal with the stress of trying to pretend to be something that you're not just to impress people who really don't care about you or like you like that. Okay, so that even helped me to get a reality check, like, oh, yes, and, you know, I get what she's saying as far as, you know, that dynamic, because you got people who like toxicity, you got people who like drama, they like to incite envy and all of that stuff, because they like to deal with that type of dynamic, and that's what fuels their energy. Some people say misery loves company. Sometimes people are miserable and they love to do that, and they could be great people, you know, but at the end of the day, this is a weakness that people may have. Now, when I actually relate to this dynamic in particular, where she talks about self-sabotaging, I ask myself, because I know I don't like to incite envy. I don't like to incite jealousy in anyone. You know, if anyone is developing those feelings, it's because of their own doing. It's not me inciting it, you know, trying to impress anybody. Because believe you me, I don't like to be around that type of energy. I don't like to be around no one who's either toxic, someone who's envious or jealous of me. I don't like it. And I can pick up the vibe immediately if people are that way, and I just don't like that energy. So I focus on being a happy person and being around people who have similar energy and vibe as myself, you know, not people who are into misery and things of that sort. Because believe you me, I will, you know, avoid, you know, dramatic and toxic situations at all cost. So how I relate to this is that I do appreciate the people who love me and my life, and you know, I let them know that, you know. So something to think about, you know, spending more time to impress other people that don't like you versus spending time with people who do love you for who you are. It's a good thing to think about, you know. All right. So, and one more thing before I even go on to the next one. I cannot be around someone who's condescending. I really can't. Someone who's pretending to like me, to go along, to get along, I don't like that. And I can also detect that and pick that up when someone is just being pretentious and someone who's being condescending and acting as though they like me when they don't. And I don't even want to be around people of that that vibe and that energy, because they give off a certain frequency as well, in which I don't like. It's very deceptive, and you know, I try to avoid that energy as much as possible as well by having a discerning mindset and energy, you know. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there. And then the third one is you're putting your head in the sand, which is another self-sabotaging cycle. So how that looks is when a person is either delusional or in denial about the reality of their life, you know, putting your head in the sand, like, oh, like, you know what, you fantasize about your life being one way, but in reality, it's really another. So you delude yourself into thinking that, oh, okay, you know, maybe this person likes me, you know, but they just being mean and disrespectful, but they really like me. Not all the time, no. If somebody is showing you blatantly that they don't respect you, and somebody is showing you signs that are not welcoming and is not pleasing, of course that person don't like you. You know, someone is not going to be cruel to you, dismissive of you, and you just chalk it up to them liking you. And that's just on a social setting, you know. But when it comes down to your life, some people might think that, okay, their life is not that bad. The not that bad, that's the trickster. And it can put you in a delusional perspective as well, especially when you are putting it in your head in the sand about situations that are serious, situations that warrant being an adult and making decisions about things that you're not really making decisions on, and you keep procrastinating or delaying, you know, the time frame and trying to just be comfortable in your certain situation and reality, which is not good, because that's also putting you in a self-sabotaging situation because you're not moving forward. You're stuck and at a standstill in a perspective, in a delusional state or fantasy about your life that is not a reality. And that's not good. It's not good. Some people have, you know, alternate reality in their mind and they go try to escape. But when you keep going to escape there and you're not dealing with the actual reality, it can conflict with you progressing as a person and you experiencing different things of life, being able to make decisions that may not always be easy but hard, but it's causing you to learn a lesson. So those things are so important, even when it comes down to healing yourself. So for example, if you got a person that has a victim mentality and it's always, well, it's me, and oh, I'm the victim here, and the person is not concerned about the solution to the problem or being able to heal themselves, then it's like that person loves the slow burn. They love the open wound that never heals. They love to be in that state of mind. And people who want to help them only drains their energy as a result. And that's not healthy and that's not good. It's best for those people who do want to help to stay away from people like that, because they are energy vampires and will zap your energy and make you feel drained. Meanwhile, you're trying to help them, trying to motivate them, and there's nothing that you do or say can snap them out of whatever it is that they're going through. And that's not fair to you and it's not fair to them, but they cannot see what's going wrong with them. Only you on the outside looking in can see what's wrong with them, but they can't see it. Why? Because they're in a delusional state on a fanatical fantasy mindset, and not really involved in the reality of their life. Okay, so putting your head in the sand, not good. Okay? And then the fourth one is, you care more about convincing other people you're okay rather than actually being okay. Now, I've been victim of this before in the past, when I probably was a little bit younger, you know, going through things, and people would ask, are you okay? And then sometimes I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay, knowing that I'm feeling like distraught inside. Or sometimes somebody would say, are you okay? And depending on the severity of me feeling down, you know, I might just break down and cry. And they'd be like, oh my God, all I did was ask if she was okay. So I'm pretty sure there's people that go through the same situation or similar situation where you're going through something and it's hard for you to actually, you know, explain to other people and have them actually understand what it is that you're experiencing, because they may have a different perspective on how you perceive things and what you've been experiencing. You know, some people might think that you're crazy, and to avoid all of that, people, you know, being opinionated or making matters worse as far as how you're feeling, you know, sometimes we just keep it to ourselves and bottle those feelings all in, and that's not healthy. Okay, so when you are put in a position where you feel that it's okay to invalidate your feelings and not really take the time to actually feel it, and you're more concerned about convincing people that you're okay rather than dealing with your emotion and assessing it and learning from it and learning how to grow from it and developing emotional intelligence and control, you know, you put yourself in a dynamic where you're a ticking bomb. A ticking bomb meaning, you know, you bottle so much stuff up that, you know, if the right person, I'm not going to even say wrong person, but right person come to you and they mistakenly say something or do something that just, you know, triggers you, you become a ticking bomb where you just let all your emotions out. And that's not healthy. And it's not healthy for social settings and interacting with other people, because a person might do something that's on a level two. But because you keep on, you know, bottling things up, not dealing with it accordingly, the person who may have made a mistake or did something or said something to you at a level two, you might take it to all the way to a level 10, sometimes 20. And it's not even, you know, deserving of, you know, as far as your actions and things of that sort, or maybe you misinterpreting what the person had may have said or did that may have triggered you. And it's all because you haven't taken the time out to speak up, talk about what you don't like or versus what you do like, and being more assertive, not aggressive, but assertive in your approach and what you feel. When you're not assertive and you're aggressive, you know, that's not going to make matters better, you know, as far as keeping people away from you and, you know, keeping this whole camouflage of you are okay when you're really not. It's not good, okay? And that's why sometimes and most times people like that need to really go to therapy. They need therapy. They need some type of counseling or something for someone who can, that's mentally equipped, such as a psychologist, to deal with situations of your sort, you know, versus people who may not really understand and may be going through things on their own. So too busy trying to convince people you are doing okay when in reality you're not, is not good, okay? Because your mental health and physical well-being and emotional health is more important than you trying to worry about the emotional health and physical health and well-being of mental health of another person versus your own. You can't help nobody else unless you're able to help yourself. Okay, and then having the inability to connect with people who are authentic because of being so superficial and inauthentic yourself. Okay, so that's not a good energy or vibe to actually be in, you know, if that makes any sense, you know. So moving along to the fifth, which is your main priority in life is to be light, even at the expense of being happy. Okay, when you are the person that, you know, like, let me take a break. I just gotta take a little break, a little drink right quick. Just give me a second. Okay, so when you are that type of person, that go-to person, when people just feel like, oh, they could just come to you about their problems, they can come to you if they want to have a good time or things of that sort, you know, you just make yourself an open book, or you just be so available to other people versus then spending me time with yourself that you forget about your happiness. You know, you're concerned about making other people happy, making sure everything else is intact for other people to maintain this image is not good, because it's at the expense of your happiness. Okay, so when you're concerned about your acts, whether or not it will gain other people approval of it, is not good. Okay, you being a good person does not mean other people will see you as a good person because you do good things. You know, at the end of the day, you being who you are, you know, learning how to evolve and grow as a person is what people notice and what people see. Okay, you, when you accept you, the world will accept you the way that you are as well. Okay, so being inauthentic is not gonna be a win-win situation when you're inauthentic. Okay, you're gonna be in a win-lose situation, because even though you're being inauthentic and you may be fooling everybody else, but at the end of the day, you lose because it's at the expense of your happiness. Okay. Versus if you are authentic from the very beginning, where people could like the real you and not the representative of you, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a win-win situation, because you know how to deal with people, situations, and things of that sort, and still be happy at the expense of nothing that's going to make you unhappy. Okay? So, yes. Now, the sixth thing is, you're more afraid of your feelings than anything else, which it consists of your inability to handle your emotion can be scary. Okay, that's one aspect of it. And then it says, when you don't have that development of emotional intelligence and how to deal with certain social settings and dealing with other people and dealing with your own emotions at that, can cause an imbalance and cause you to be in a self-sabotaging situation as well, especially if you are afraid of your own emotions. Okay, that's why it's good for you to be a holistic person. Acknowledging your feelings and emotions and validating it is most important, opposed to just being so stoic and as if you don't have any feelings, and that it doesn't concern you, when it do. In all in actuality, it do, and it also affects you in a negative capacity as well. Okay, so that's something to think about. And then number seven is, you're treating your coping mechanism as a problem. Okay, so for example, some of the things that Brianna West had mentioned was coping mechanism could consist of overeating, spending, you know, money or something of that sort, drinking, sexing, all aspects of coping needs, for improvement. So when you're blaming your coping mechanism as the problem, oh, if I didn't, you know, overeat too much, or if I didn't have any snacks or whatever, that I will eat something healthy or exercise or things of that sort. Oh, if I didn't wasn't so addicted to wanting material things just because, you know, maybe I would stop spending, you know. So people do it for comfort. Your coping mechanism is supposed to be for comfort, but at the end of the day, it's a problem, and you know it's a problem, okay? And, you know, this is another prime example of self-sabotaging, which is not a good thing at all. So some of the things that I've mentioned in tonight's show, once again, hold up, the book in itself is The Mountain Is You, and the subtitle is How to Tell If You're in a Self-Sabotaging Cycle, and some of the things that you can think about on your own term, and even if you wanted to. Purchase the book, The Mountain Is You, by Brianna West. It will be a great investment for you to read and to really sit down and think about, because Brianna West have a few books that are good for your mental health, for you to think about certain things, and for your physical and emotional health as well. It just makes you think and process things in life differently and have a different outlook and perspective on life in general. Okay, so once again, okay, how to tell if you're in a self-sabotaging cycle. You could tell by if you are more aware, one, of what you don't want versus what you do. Number two is you spend more time trying to impress people who don't like you versus the people who you spend time with who do love you for who you are. And then number three, you care more about convincing other people you're okay rather than actually being okay. And number five, your main priority in life is to be liked even at the expense of being happy. And number six is you're more afraid of your feelings than anything else. Okay? And then number seven, lastingly, is you treating your coping mechanism as a problem. Okay? So, with that being said, once again, I thank you all for taking the time out, for listening to The Memoirs of Her. I really feel like this was a, you know, a good book, and I just wanted to come in and chime in on The Mountain Is You by Brianna West, and just talk about some of the self-sabotaging things that, you know, people might go through as far as it being a cycle, and how to break that cycle and be put in a position where you want to be better and not get worse, you know, not get worse as in being a bitter person because you failed to, you know, go about bettering yourself and looking at the situation differently. Okay, so with that being said, I thank you all for taking the time out for listening to The Memoirs of Her. And for those who may have been trying to chime in on this month, you know, I had things planned as far as what did I wanted to do as far as the shows, but things didn't go out successfully as I wanted to execute. But as we all know, moving forward, you know, life goes on, and it feels good to be back on the show and, you know, just, you know, giving my insight on this book. And we should be presuming, you know, going forward into September, and hopefully, you know, things will go well and things will be, you know, greater. And, you know, when one plan don't work, you always have to have a plan B. Okay, so once again, thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her, and you all have a wonderful day or night. Bye-bye.